This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Story on organic corn. This program finds its roots in corn, so I'm happy to see that organic corn is being grown for the profit motive is great in every area. I'm a great believer in the capitalist system, and you go down the street, that will provide you with the most return for your effort. So there are there's always a controversy, and I say in the modern era, the controversy has been, based around what is really good for you. And there are some people who think, some conventional farmers, who believe that organic substances is just a fad. It doesn't really, if you want to know the truth, organic, or the creation of the term organic, was just something used to sell. It doesn't make any difference whether you buy organic strawberries or regular strawberries, or organic corn or regular corn. The payout, however, is wildly different. A bushel of corn, net maybe in the current market, if you're lucky, $4 a bushel, grow the same amount of organic corn, $10 a bushel. When I was milking cows, if I had switched to the organic system, which I could have done any time because I basically was running an organic facility, the milk that I would sell in the pool, which is the way you get it if it's in the store, it's been bought out of the pool by whoever the processor is, and the pool is a government a government-created way to keep price controls in effect to benefit the people who are selling you the milk for $3.99 a gallon when it costs the farmer $4.50 to make it, you know, that kind of a deal. So anyway, but selling milk on, and I, excuse me, because I swallowed a grape the wrong way during the news.
You're right.
As it did in my voice. Anyway, I was talking while I was eating the grape. Meredith and I were talking about a couple of things, and I was trying to get something to eat and talk at the same time. Not a good process. Anyway, so in the farming circles that I travel in, there are lots of people who are doing organic, and it nets them a whole. The milk now that you're buying in the store, regular milk, is $14-$15 a hundredweight. Cost the average farmer $23-$24 a hundredweight to make it. So you see how much money they're losing. But if you were to be doing the same process, had your cows in the feed and everything certified organic, you could sell the same milk for $31 a hundredweight, which translates down to, it's twice as much as you get, but I mean, in terms of what you can sell. I sold my raw milk, which is the same as pretty much the equivalent of organic milk, for $11.50 a gallon. And that wasn't enough to cover what it cost me to do it. People just don't want to... In America, people don't want to pay what it costs to have good food. And thus, you have the McDonald's phenomenon. And or lots of other foods that are cheap, people don't want to buy. They want to buy imported stuff, if you can make any sense of that, which is weeks old, but it's cheaper. I'll buy a pepper from Brazil because it's cheaper than a pepper from Texas. But there's no value to it. Might as well eat newspaper. And you get the same amount of value from it. And as long as I'm in this department, a couple of very interesting developments One of them I understand and I'm sympathetic to. The other I am not. The fate of bees. There's a whole treatise on bees and whether they have been affected by Monsanto's Gliocombungalunga fungalunga, whatever that stuff is, that they are selling that kills pretty much everything. They say, nope, it's not possible and you can't prove it. And meanwhile, others say, of course it is. I mean, look at, you've got any common sense at all? Of course.
Right.
What you're spraying all over the place is killing the bees and other stuff as well. But here is something that is probably not going to cost Monsanto any money in a lawsuit. The story of a crazed bee in Spencer Township, Michigan, causing a car crash last weekend, 5 people injured. 17-year-old girl told authorities that the bee buzzed into the car and distracted her when she tried to swat it. She swerved into oncoming traffic, crashed head-on into another car. 5 teenagers were hurt. All were expected to fully recover. No charges filed against the bee. As far as I could see. All right, here's another thing. This one, this kind of stuff drives me nuts. The overextended focus on global warming and climate change, because one is related to the other, but nobody can convincingly prove to you, they can tell you that they can, but they can't really prove to you that one is even related to the other. I think there is a connection, but I think it's awfully hard to prove it, and the only people who think they can prove it are the zealots who are on a political drive to change whatever it is that they're trying to change, which they can't, including the climate. You can't change it. Mother Nature, you're not going to mess with Mother Nature. But there are people, and I think there's good reason to believe, that humans cause a certain amount of action in the weather and in what's going on in the planet. But the planet has a mind of its own. The planet's been around for almost 5 billion years, has changed many times over its course, and is going through one more series of changes as it continually does. So the people who are trying to drive us to change the way the world is are not going to be successful, because you can't change the world. You can influence it to a point. Is it better if we don't buy and use fossil fuel? Yeah, it really is. But what are you going to use in place of it? At the moment, you don't have any really good. You have nuclear power is not a great alternative. Solar power is not a great alternative. It's good in the fact that it can be used. But you want to have one of those big propeller-driven windmills in your backyard? Of course you don't. And that's why they're hard to put up. For God's sakes, when the Kennedys were controlling what happened on Cape Cod, there was a plan to put a power farm 23 miles off the coast where you could never have seen it in 100 million years. Kennedy quashed it. Squashed it. So, anyway, I'm off on a toot here a little bit. The Great Barrier Reef is an area where there are great species. There have been there. The history of this area, what do they call them, K's, the little, they're kind of like an inlet. And there are lots of wonderful things that you can, if you snorkel or if you go diving, you can see down there. There is a concern about the first recorded extinction of a mammal anywhere in the world, thought to be primarily due to global climate change brought about by you and me. The expert says the extinction is likely the tip of the iceberg. This is a rodent called the mosaic-tailed rat. It is known to live only in this small coral cay, about 34 miles long and 15 miles wide, off the coast of Australia. Who has studied this? I don't know. Why do we care? I don't know. You can talk about extinction if you really go through the history of the planet. And this is, I kind of want to just give some light to this. Are there things like these large rats that may go away because of things that are changing in their reality? Yep. Should we be concerned about it? Nope. I don't care. Because For every species that disappears, this is what you don't hear from the advocates. For every species that disappears, there's another one that develops. Because the earth is constantly changing, constantly developing new species. And this is the great, this is Mother Nature, this is the great mind in the sky, if you will, ultimate intelligence, God, whatever term, the force, whatever you want to go. Think about this before you get all worked up about species that are being eliminated because of whatever, global warming or whatever it may be going on. The number of planets there are in the universe that support life is not countable. There are so many more planets that are just like ours, and there are so many species of beings that have developed on these planets, and the mind behind them, or the mind, whatever. It's so impossible to imagine that there is a force that would create, never mind all the hundreds of thousands, millions of planets that have life on it like ours, but even our planet. Look at around. Look at the various things you can see, even in the day. Like last night, I was watching Shark Tank. Sharks. And then there was a story in the news about an alligator. And you look at the difference. Where these things come from? How did they all develop on this same planet? How did they come to be? You can either get a headache or you can get excited about thinking, contemplating how many different things there are on this planet. So in a time, a day, a week when we're trying to come up with things to be thankful for, because there is so much centralized thinking about what happened in Orlando, you just let your mind wander a little bit. I'm here to help your mind wander. And I saw this thing about this species that was going to be extinct because supposedly of climate change. I said, who cares? What difference does it make? I don't care. Because for the one that disappears, the history of the planet shows how things have come and gone. Humans will be the same. We will be extinct at some point on this planet. Whether it happens naturally or whether we kill ourselves, we're not going to be here forever. And neither is any other species that's on the planet. So why the hell are you getting so worked up about it? Isn't there anything you're going to be able to fix? You could spend all the money in the world you wanted to. The only thing good that comes out of all of this is there's some great stocks to buy because people buy into all of this stuff and there's a lot of money to be made. Other than that, forget it. All right, so how's that, Victoria? You like my treat
today?
That's
a freshly squeezed glass of cynicism.
Yes, it is. And you can hear them all here, filled to the brim on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
You know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It's a paradise, put up a parking lot.
All right, so put together a little mixation of colors. And we have a mosaic, 24 after the hour, music about colors. And it all is coming to you courtesy of a study on the color of your bedroom. What does the color of your bedroom say about you and your life? If your bedroom is blue or aqua, you most likely get the most sleep, averaging 7 hours 52 minutes a night. The science, like the ocean or the sky, brain receptors most sensitive to the color blue, which lowers your blood pressure and your heart rate. So if you want to have a nice, comfortable night, you have blue in your bathroom or blue in your bedroom. Yellow is the second best, stimulating the nervous system and making you feel cozy in your bedroom. Let's see here. Green ranks third. Study participants reported waking up feeling upbeat and positive in green. Let's see. Orange adds warmth and relaxes your body, your muscles, helps you with digestion. So those are the best colors for your bedroom. Blue, yellow, green, orange. What is this? Is this Kermit? No, this is...
Yeah, it's ooh, not easy being yellow. Green.
No. So much more colorful. Oh, my God. Don't we love him? All right, so you want to know what the bad colors are?
Yes.
Bad colors for your bedroom. Purple. The least restful color is purple. If you sleep in a purple bedroom, you average 5 hours and 56 minutes of sleep per night.
That's
purple
not a lot.
Is mentally stimulating, causes vivid dreaming. White bedrooms also are mentally stimulating, and participants report taking work to bed with them in white bedrooms. Dark brown and dark gray are bad choices, making people feel isolated, dreary, and prone to online shopping in bed. Silver may seem luxurious and restful, but participants report feeling more energized and sleepy, even working out at night in their bedrooms. Silver, not good. The best color for romance? Light brown. Very, very light. Light brown. Caramel. Lighter, light caramel. And let's see here. The average engagement with a light brown or very soft brown is 3 to 4 times a week. The worst couple, the worst color for a sexy time is red.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, you think red, it's, yeah, that's, yeah. Hmm.
By the way, this is a Cosmo study. You, I think, were responsible for giving
yes.
me that information. And I'm looking at this and I thought, oh, because the towns of Victoria used to be, those of you who listen to Cosmo Radio, do you ever hear from anybody who hears you here that used to hear you on Cosmo Radio?
Few people, yeah. Like, wow, it's really different.
What?
But yeah,
this is different
way.
Than Cosmo?
Yeah, I know.
How so?
Right?
Come on. What happens here that doesn't happen on Cosmo? What'd you do on Cosmo that you don't do here?
Well, actually, I did get some comments when we were talking last week about the study about peeing in the shower. That was very Cosmo.
Was it?
Yeah, extremely.
Didn't go over too well in my circle. However,
hey, my gang thought it was hilarious. They loved it.
I'm sure it did. Right. 28 past the hour. Colors in the focus here on Good Day.
Colors are beautiful.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is on the other side. What is she? Oh, she's doing an LA radio program that she has to do as part of what she does in the afternoon on the one of her three other gigs. So that's what she's doing this week. Meanwhile, we're trying to figure out what the bottom line is in the world, the problems that need to be solved. I am confronted with a very serious dilemma, and I know how to handle it. I just leave it to Meredith. Meredith is feverishly going about the business of finding, we've been in this house for what, 2 months, 3 months? I can't remember. When I moved in the 1st of April, so 2.5 months. And things are coming together. So she wants to buy certain lights. You know, you can go to Home Depot and buy lights for $35. No, can't go to Home Depot and buy lights for $35. We go online and get the best ones because they befit the house. So, and I'm sure that I will be criticized for having said this, but I'm not the one to come to ask about this stuff, because the $35 ones look the same as the ones that cost $350 to me. So I'm wondering how many. Is that the same thing in clothing? It isn't the same thing in cars and stuff. But how many people think that something that costs $35, $40, $45 looks the same, feels the same, seems to be the same as something that costs 10 times more? So what's really, where are you better off? Is the value there in spending more money and having it worth more money, looks better and lasts longer? Or is it better to spend the less amount of money because tomorrow you may be gone?
Wow, that's not where I thought the other side of the argument was going to be.
No, that isn't why. That's not why I'm thinking about it. I just thought, you know, you could spend all this money, and so what? At the end of the day.
So what? You might get hit by a bus on the way out of.
That's right. I could fall off a tractor this afternoon, for all I know. What the hell?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. It's funny how things how they develop, and how we make up our minds about things. And it's just process.
Yeah, I think that you
we
probably
were talking about colors and things a few minutes ago, and how you decide on what the color ought to be in your home in various rooms.
Yeah.
The bedroom, the bathroom, because they all do mean different things. We have a very interesting psyche. Human beings are amazing in many ways. You hear me sometimes kind of down on the human race, and I am sometimes, but the other side of it is, that we are fascinating creatures. I just think, way we make up our minds about things, really fascinating creatures. All right, so let me move into another pew here. The people who are making news today, I'm sure there are many more people than the ones in my focus, but I have my mind set on three or four people. J.K. Rowling is one of them. She is interested in, sort of involved in this Orlando shooting, because the death of a 22-year-old victim worked at the Harry Potter ride in Universal Studios in Orlando. So she took to Twitter yesterday to remember this victim, Luis Vielma. She said, quote, "I can't stop crying. One of the people who was killed by the shooter inside the nightclub, he worked at Universal Studios at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter." She tweeted a photo of him giving a thumbs up in his Harry Potter-themed uniform, also retweeted several people who shared memories of him. Now, what I find fascinating about this is that she knew. I'm thinking in the text, the context of this, it seems to me, Victoria, leads me to believe that she knew who this person was and knew who a lot of the operatives were. Do you think that's going too far? Do you think she had, I mean, she writes like it's somebody that she knew.
I think that that's just part of the magic of J.K. Rowling. I think that's who she is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that she's just someone who cares deeply about other human beings. Yeah.
Yeah, she's inclusive. Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of focus on Meg Ryan's face after the Tony Awards on Sunday. We said something on the air yesterday about how her face looked a couple of years ago. Now it's been fixed again. A lot of internet criticism over her looks as they keep changing. She hasn't been in public much because she's messed up her face. So she stayed away from acting, stayed away from the public. This is the first time most people have seen her.
I was very surprised when she walked out onto the stage because she has been so reclusive. I was very, very shocked to see her. And her face looks very different.
There are people who are labeling her and Renee Zellweger as unrecognizable. I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of Renee Zellweger, although she's in this new movie, the pregnant. What is Britain? What's the name of that series that she did?
Bridget Jones' Baby.
Bridget Jones, right? So she's having a baby in the movie that's coming out this summer. I don't think she looked a bit different.
Really?
She did the movie before she got her face fixed. Yeah. Did you think? The trailer made her look different.
I'll have to go look at the trailer. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Isn't she a little old for Bridget Jones to have a baby?
Yeah.
Wasn't that movie like 20 years ago?
Well, the Bridget Jones movies, I think they started 20 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
And Dreamy is in this one with her. So anyway, the whole plot is who's the father, yada, yada, yada. So Meg Ryan says that perhaps, quote, "I look different. Who doesn't as they get older?" Come on. Carrie Fisher sort of messed up her face. Although I don't think her face Carrie was Fisher, bad in the Star Wars movie.
Did you? Carrie Fisher didn't mess up her face. She was more, she looked older, and that's what her criticism was.
So if a man does this sort of thing, if a man does this, are they criticized? Robert Redford made a mess of his face. I remember
He looks really weird. He looks weird now.
He doesn't look well at all. Doesn't look good. He doesn't look good. He just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful with that stuff, and you can mess with it and really make a mess, literally.
Yep. Yes.
Liza Minnelli putting her Andy Warhol art collection on the market. She sold her apartment in New York for $8.5 million, has moved to a rented home in Los Angeles. Now she's got 22 Andy Warhol paintings that she's selling for $40 million. So she is maybe in financial trouble. $40 million go a long way to fix that problem, I would think. Andy Warhol was a good friend of the Minnellis. She bought a lot of her artwork from him. Some of them were gifts from him. She hasn't been out. She also did something to her face, I think, that sort of messed her up a little bit. And there's a lot of that going on, and I wonder what you think you're going to get for it. If you're not going to somebody who's really, really good. The star of a Modern Family, Ariel Winter, what do we know about him? Plays
her.
Alex Dunphy. Oh, that's a lady. Okay.
Yes.
Shows you how much I know about her.
Have you ever seen Modern Family?
I feel like you would like that. I watched it once. I don't like it.
Really?
And I normally like Ed, what's his face, who's the male lead.
Yeah, he's great.
What's his name? Bundy. He was Al Bundy. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I'm blanking on his last name now. Ed something.
Me too. O'Neill. Ed O'Neill.
Right.
Ed O'Neill. Give it a second.
He's great on that show.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
might remember Ariel Winter. There was a story a couple months ago, I think, from one of the award shows. She's real young. She's 18, but she had breast reduction surgery. And she went and she wore a dress, and you could see the scars on the side. And she was getting, flack from people about it for a little while until she was like, this is my body. Why does anybody else care about, my breast reduction surgery scars? So that was a pretty big story a couple months ago.
Well, apparently now the story is that she's been in a fight with her mother because she didn't like her mother. She didn't want to live with her mother. Her mother was stealing all of her money and beating her up. So now she's been granted legal emancipation from mother, lives with her older sister. What kind of a grubby? That's the, I guess, JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Yeah.
Grubby. Oh, no good.
Yeah. You hear these stories a lot, which is terrible.
Ugh. Yeah.
But it's nice that she's dedicated to going to UCLA in the fall, and she has two hit shows, so seems like, exactly. It's a happy ending for her. She had a rough time.
General David Petraeus announcing he's formed a new gun control group for veterans. He and Mark Kelly, the retired astronaut, have started the Veterans Coalition for Common Sense. This is very interesting, given what's going on around us this week. General Petraeus and astronaut Kelly are lobbying for stronger background checks in gun purchases as a means of preventing veterans, often afflicted with depression and PTSD, from committing suicide. Now, one wonders whether it will flow off and flow into other uses, other areas. I think that's a very, very the word I don't want to overuse, but don't you think I find that fascinating, frankly. But good. An effort that ought to be supported.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of these men that we're doing such a horrible job of taking care of anyway, who have depression or PTSD, are committing suicide. I think it was 22 a week or something on average? Something outrageous like that.
Yep.
So don't let them have guns, if you can. So good for Petraeus trying to sort of clean up his image after the problem he had with that lady. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's some Father's Day gift ideas to help your dad enjoy every aspect of his life. Standing desks can increase productivity and output at work by up to 46% as they help decrease back pain. Varidesk offers a variety of height-adjustable standing desks to turn any desk into an adjustable standing desk. Varidesk provides a 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, and prices start at just $175. Sage by Hughes is a fully integrated, self-monitored security and home automation solution that's controllable from any TV or mobile device. Sage offers a wide variety of products and kit options. It can even save you money on utility bills by allowing you to manage and control devices like lights and thermostats at home or while away. Snapper's new 360Z is the world's first zero-turn lawnmower to provide the world's first and only integrated 50-pound capacity cargo bed, making it ideal for hauling bags of mulch, tools, flowers, and more around the yard. It's exclusively available at Snapper dealers. Dynatrap attracts and traps flying pests like mosquitoes by emitting CO2 and uses no pesticides or chemicals. It can be used indoors or outside, requires little maintenance, and is environmentally friendly. Two model options provide half and full acre protection. Braven's BRV1 portable Bluetooth wireless speaker provides 12 hours of play, shockproof protection, and IPX7 waterproof rating. A built-in power bank provides a charge to most portable devices. Priced under just $100, find it at Braven.com and REI stores nationwide. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Good day program at 47 past the hour. So, I was talking about the end of the world and my pal Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will be in one of the hours of the Good Day Health program, the Good Day Health Arena, studying what's going on in the world of American births. He has research that suggests that by the year 2025, one out of two babies born in our country will be autistic. There's a scientific study that has been done at MIT, and the question is, who takes care of these people? Half the population will be okay, other half won't be. So does the population, the population that's okay, take care of the population that's not okay? There are autism leads to schizophrenia, other kinds of mental illness, certainly ADHD, OCD. Who takes care of all of these people? I think you and I are going to be the ones that have to take care of them, right? Because as, if I'm consistent to my feelings, my strong belief that we are supposed to take care of those who can't take care of themselves, we ought not to take care of anybody who's physically and mentally able to work shouldn't get a nickel, a dime, a penny from any government program. Go get a job. But those of us who have a conscience, look at these people that have serious mental health disorders or physical disorders, and we need to take care of them. We know it's our responsibility to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. But are we creating something? Is autism natural, or has it come, as many say, because we're giving people the wrong vaccines? Certainly food for thought, is it not? 50 yes. Minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have the right theme?
Is this not 24?
What is that?
No, that's 24.
Oh, wow. It is 24. But most people, when they hear this, they don't recognize. The only thing they recognize from 24 is the bong bong. Have you got that, Kara? Because we have, Chucker's got some exciting 24 news. Bong bong. Or whatever, however the. It's kind of like Law and Order. So iconic. Dun, dun.
Yep.
Yeah, that it's
and you know, the reason we played that is there was a story yesterday. Now, whether this will materialize, I have no idea. But an executive producer for Fox's new rebooted 24 series, which is going to be titled 24 Legacy, has a new actor attached as a star, Corey Hawkes, who is in has a part in The Walking Dead. He's going to fill the void left by Kiefer Sutherland, who will not be on.
Not
the
so
season.
Fast, although, there, pal. Not
the
so
executive
fast.
Executive producer says that the door will be left open for some sort of return by Jack Bauer, possibly in this upcoming season, which starts after the Super Bowl in February of 2017. But here's the caveat, Doug. Keith, I don't know if you watched the trailer. I finally watched it yesterday, and it looks really good. Keith Sutherland's going to star in an ABC political drama titled Designated Survivor. Plays a low-level cabinet member who, after a terrorist attack, winds up becoming the president of the United States. It looks really good, except when I watched it, I wanted to see him play Jack Bauer.
That's it. And thank you. You want to see him not as president, but you want him saving the president's butt as Jack Bauer. So whether that works or not, whether he realizes it, you know, it's probably frustrating for some. I had a great conversation
probably
with him, about 45 minutes maybe a little bit more than that, a month or a month and a half ago. And we talked about all this stuff. And he said the problem wasn't that he didn't want to play it. It wasn't even that they didn't want to pay him. It's that they can't figure out how to get him out of another jam. They got to, they're trying to figure out what could be the frustration was, what situation can we put him in that will be more difficult than the last situation that he got out of? And that's,
you know,
what
having said, having said what you said, as a fan of the show, a huge fan like you are, I was extremely satisfied with Live Another Day 2 years ago.
Yes, I was
too. It was excellent.
Yeah, very well done. Yep. And frankly, the audience that is 24's audience, never mind what the future is, what they're trying to create, but the audience wants Chloe and Jack. Somehow, they have to be woven into the fabric if they want the thing to succeed. I don't see how.
So maybe both of these. Yeah, maybe. But I agree with that. Maybe both.
Well,
of these shows aren't gonna succeed.
I think they could do a standalone 24. This 24 Legacy for 1 year, and I think fans will be fine with that. But they will eventually be clamoring for the return of Jack Bauer.
Right.
But if this ABC show is a hit, it's not going to happen. Now, if it fails and gets canceled, then I think the door certainly is wide open for him coming back.
Well, they left it perfectly. I mean, remember the last frame? He's holding hands with Chloe, and then he gets in that helicopter bound for Moscow. So,
yeah. And actually, the female lead on Live Another Day, Yvonne Stravinsky, was excellent on that show. I think a lot of fans would want her back also.
Yeah, but you know what? She's the one who played the blonde, right? The last time?
Yeah.
And, yeah,
well, she has blonde hair, yeah.
Yeah, she was good. All right, Chuck has got some movie news for us. About 30 seconds. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Valuance Reward Program gives us late checkout, room upgrade, and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Valuance is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
Hi, Chuck. What do you have for movie news today?
Here's an interesting fact, Doug. 2016 summer box office is down 22% year over year from May 6th to July 12th. Only two films have done over $100 million in domestic
junk
business.
Like
last year was five.
War Games. But that horrible, what was it, War Games?
Warcraft.
They think they're going to get Warcraft? Good God. What a waste.
Well, it's been a lot of clunkers, no doubt. I think this Friday, though, box office will uptick with Disney's Finding Dory. 95% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and a huge built-in audience. So,
is that the one The Rock is the voice in?
No. Animated film with Ellen DeGeneres is the voice of Dory. The original Finding Nemo.
Okay,
it's a sequel to Finding Nemo.
Got it. But there's a new Disney coming out, I guess, next month, and Rock is the voice of some Hawaii-based animated show.
Well, The Rock is in one of every two movies now.
He is.
It is. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.